Well, reports coming out of Sudan suggest that at least 29 people have lost their lives in 3 days of riots over higher fuel prices in the African country. Well, according to medical sources, 21 people were killed in clashes with security forces in the town of Omdurman near the capital, Khartoum. 8 more lost their lives in other regions across the country. But opposition groups have reported at least 60 deaths in the violence. Protests broke out in Khartoum and other cities over the government's decision to scrap subsidies on fuel. Meanwhile, President Omar Hassan al-Bashir has reportedly canceled his planned trip to New York to attend the UN General Assembly. Joining us on the line from Khartoum is Press TV's Amani Muawiya. Amani, how far will these demonstrations spread, and will these protests do any good to change the situation regarding the subsidy cuts, or is Khartoum adamant with its policy?
Well, today the situation in Sudan is calm, not like the last previous 2-3 days. Last Sunday, the Sudanese president had a press conference. Through it, he declared lots of decisions. One of them was the increase of the petroleum products. The people of Sudan didn't receive this decision positively, but they received it negatively, and they, the next day of the conference, the Sudanese in Jazeera state started going out to the streets, and they started burning the petrol service stations in Madani, and burning the offices, and also in the small villages surrounding Jazeera State, like Managil. Also, they started burning the petroleum service stations there, and burning the offices of the government, and ruined the street also itself. Same image also started the day after in the rest of the states of Sudan. In Khartoum State, more than 10 stations were burned. Some of these petroleum service stations were owned by the government itself, and some were from the private sector, but also the people started burning them. And streets were destroyed totally. Even you can see the streets, the bricks of the streets, also they were taken out and they were put on the middle of the streets to avoid cars from going up and down. And also there were some nails thrown on the streets to explode some tires of the cars. And also what was clear that there were some gangs who gained this opportunity and start also ruining things, hitting citizens also. Some citizens were being hit and stealing shops and banks and even houses and burning cars of innocent citizens. Some people parked their cars in front of shops or banks, went inside, came, found their cars already burned. The Sudanese government declared that the gangs who are destroying Khartoum have some links with some rebel groups. This is as what the government has declared for us yesterday and today here in Khartoum State, that these gangs are not innocent citizens only, no, but they intermingled with the citizens, and they are gangs who from rebel movements entered Khartoum and gained this opportunity and started destroying Khartoum, and that it is very clear that those gangs are trained. Also, the government declared this thing, that these people are well trained. It's not just citizens. And the general manager of Omdurman Hospital said that till now, 21 persons died and others are wounded. Sudanese media had a tour at Sudanese streets and asked the citizens about what's happening. They replied that they are not happy by what's happening from all this destruction. Their cars are burned, their houses and shops stolen. They said they are not happy by the government's last decisions, but this is not the way to show their sadness. They can't burn their own properties.
Thank you very much. Press TV's correspondent, Amani Muawiya from Khartoum.